Our text for this morning's meditation is from 1 Peter chapter 2. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. So our text, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this third Sunday, this third Sunday of Easter, we raise the question as to exactly what type of overseer of our souls, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ actually is. Yes, what type of overseer is He? What kind of guardian of our souls is Jesus? Now that's important. That's an important question. Why? Well, if we do not trust our Lord and Savior, Jesus, to be the guardian, the overseer of our souls, if we do not trust Him, we will not listen to Him. We will be leery of Him, even suspect of the things that Jesus says to us through His holy word. You know how this works. We've all had overseers in our lives, haven't we? People put over us to watch us, to guard us, even to help us. When I was a child, the big deal every fall was what teacher we would be assigned to at school. What teacher? You see, each grade in our school, at Lincoln Elementary School, had two classrooms, so it had two teachers. And there was definite opinion out there on the playground as to who was the better, who was the worse. So you wanted that better teacher. You wanted to be assigned to that classroom. Why? Well, you believed your year would be better with that teacher because you were more inclined to trust that teacher because you had heard that that teacher really knew his or her stuff, really was a good teacher. Thinking back on my schooling, I can think of just two teachers, just two, who I really trusted in that way. One was my first grade teacher, Mrs. Carter. Another, my sixth grade teacher, Mr. Wanless. You see, teachers back then didn't have first names. There were a couple of band directors who were utterly overwhelming in their knowledge and skill to the extent I was sad. I was sad when rehearsal would be over. It was so amazing. And of course, there were a couple of coaches as well, in my case, basketball coaches, for whom I would do anything. Why? I trusted them. I trusted them, and because I trusted them, I trusted that they had my best interests in mind. I trusted them that they knew what they were talking about and knew what they were doing. I trusted them that when they praised me, I actually had done something good. When they scolded me or reprimanded me, I had done something bad, had it coming. But the scolding itself was for my good, to make me better. Of course, with all the other teachers and band directors and coaches and choir directors and music teachers, shift managers, professors, bosses, there was a bit of conflict, wasn't there? Why? Well, they were not so trustworthy, were they? Think here of what happened whenever a substitute teacher would try to teach in a classroom. Remember that? We had no relationship with that person. We didn't know what to think of him or her. We didn't trust them. So we closed ourselves off in our hearts and minds, and we waited until our normal teacher returned to try to learn once again. Why is this all important? Well, the third Sunday of Easter traditionally is dedicated to the theme of just what type of overseer our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ actually is. And the image we're given of our Lord and Savior as an overseer is one of not just a shepherd, but a good shepherd. That is a shepherd that knows each and every one of his sheep, knows that what they need and provides that for them, and in order for their souls to be guarded in this world for eternal life. Now, this image of the Good Shepherd is used to convince us that our Lord and Savior Jesus can and should be trusted, can and should be trusted in all things pertaining to life and death and everything in between. I'll repeat that. This image of the Good Shepherd is used to convince us that our Lord and Savior Jesus can and should be trusted in all things pertaining to life and death and everything in between. Here's Luther on our text. If we want to grow in confidence, to be strengthened and comforted, we must learn to recognize the voice of our shepherd and to ignore all other voices which lead us into error, chasing us, driving us here and there. We must listen to and comprehend this article alone, which sets Christ before us more kindly, more helpfully than any man could paint him. So we can say with full confidence, my Lord Jesus Christ is the one and only shepherd, and I am, alas, the lost sheep which has gone astray. I languish in fear and fright and would so like to be godly and have a gracious God and peace in my conscience. And then I hear that Jesus longs as sorrowfully for me as I for him. My soul is anxious and troubled about how I can come to Jesus for help. And behold, Jesus is anxious and troubled and only wants to bring me back to himself. If we could so portray our Lord and imprint his heart, if we could imprint his heart on our heart with his overflowing longing and concern and desire for us, it would be impossible for us to be afraid of him. Rather, we should joyfully run towards him and stay with him and listen to no other word nor overseer. So Luther on our text. Now here's a thought. In our lives, were we ever told about a teacher, a coach, a boss, before we had ever met them, and had our opinion of them already set before having laid our eyes on them, often to our detriment? Yeah, that's happened, hasn't it? And that's exactly what the devil does and what our flesh responds to when it comes to Jesus. The devil would have us think of Jesus as the teacher who doesn't know his stuff, as the coach who doesn't know what he's doing and certainly can't handle difficult situations in which we find ourselves. The devil would have us think of Jesus as the band or choir director who would have us learn useless music, or as the boss who has no clue as to what to do in changing economic times. So what do we do? What do we do in our sin? We form an opinion, an idea, a concept of Jesus. Simply not true. It's false. It's wrong. And then we suffer because of it. We suffer because of it because we do not listen to the voice of our soul's overseer, our good shepherd Jesus, trusting him even when we do not understand why we're in one specific pasture, or are hunkering down when storm clouds are gathering, or are grouped around him when a wolf or lion threatens. I am the good shepherd, we heard in the gospel reading. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And that's exactly what our Lord and Savior Jesus did. On the cross, he laid down his life for us in the face of sin. He laid down his life for us in the face of death. He laid down his life for us in the face of shame, loathing, so that we ourselves could be rescued from sin, rescued from death, rescued from shame, from loathing. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. So our epistle reading. How do we live to righteousness? We live to righteousness by daily living in faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus, our conscience clear of guilt and shame, knowing that Christ laid down his life for our specific sins, our particular sins, our own sins, confident that through faith in our good shepherd, our sins are forgiven. And in faith, we lay our lives, we lay our souls, we lay our hearts in the hands of Jesus. Or in other words, we follow our good shepherd completely and totally, trusting in his care and guidance throughout our lives as our overseer. Need a practical example? Well, just think of any overseer in your life that you actually trusted, you actually respected, actually loved. What was life like living under their care and guidance? Was it drudgery? Was it horror? Was it misery? No, no, and no. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Wonderful even when you were reprimanded. Wonderful even when you were working as hard as you possibly could. Wonderful even when you really did not know what you were doing, but you trusted fully that your overseer did, and so you did it and found out later it was certainly for your good. Such examples we have all had in our lives at least once, I would hope. I'm sure most of our experiences with worldly overseers, mixed bag, aren't they? But not with Jesus. Not with Jesus. Not with Jesus. Let's trust our overseer, Jesus, our good shepherd. What did we sing? The King of Love, my shepherd is. Whose goodness, his goodness, it faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his and he is mine forever. I nothing lack if I am his and he is mine forever. If that isn't clear enough, how about this hymn that we should confidently sing our entire lives, even though we think of it as a children's song. I am Jesus' little lamb. Ever glad at heart I am for my Savior. Listen, he gently guides me. He knows my needs. He well provides me. He loves me every day the same. And he calls me by my name. Let's return and remain with the shepherd and overseer of our souls, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.